People are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
For over 36 years, the nonprofit Housing Association of Northern California has been the collective voice of affordable housing, working with now 750 member organizations and community leaders to push for effective state, regional, and local policy, supporting campaigns throughout the nine Bay Area counties, and educating the public on the importance of investing in affordable homes. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and on this episode of the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing, I'll be speaking with Amy Fishman, Executive Director of NPH, and Sharon Cornu, NPH's first political director. A bit of background. Amy joined NPH in 2015 with more than 20 years in the field. She served as ED of East Bay Housing Organizations, where she initiated major affordable housing advocacy campaigns throughout Alameda and Contra Costa counties. Sharon was hired in February of 2016 to launch and lead an innovative program to build public support and political will for affordable homes. She served as deputy mayor in Oakland, managing director of a statewide political consulting firm, and executive officer of the Alameda Labor Council, AFL-CIO. Amy and Sharon, welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast.
Thank you so much.
Amy, 2015 was quite a year for affordable housing advocacy. What are some of the highlights in your viewpoint as to the early successes?
Well, it was a really big year for a number of reasons. One, the crisis is escalating to a historic point that we have not seen before. Rents are spiking, housing prices are spiking, the impacts on everyday people is spiking. And so we are seeing affordable housing as an issue in the news on a daily basis, as an issue that impacts every neighborhood and every community. So there's a rising tide of concern and a need for solutions for the Bay Area, for each community around the region. And so that is where it was a big year, and it was a big year for NPH to take a deep dive into what are new strategies that we can layer on to our policy advocacy at the local, regional, and state level. What else can we do? What additional tools can we bring solutions to the forefront? Because ultimately what we need is a massive infusion of resources into our basic foundation, our community infrastructure, which housing is part of that. And it's no accident that we find ourselves in this situation with a restructuring of the economy and an 80 or 90% cutback of funds for affordable housing since 2007. So since the Great Recession, there has been this dramatic drop of federal and state funding, and we're seeing the impact on the streets and in our communities. So one major highlight of 2015 is that San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee came forward to put an affordable housing bond on the San Francisco ballot in November. We jumped in to support that effort and test a number of strategies, and that ballot initiative passed by San Francisco voters with almost 75% support. So we are seeing a historic level of support for these issues that is in alignment with the level of crisis that we're experiencing in our communities. So that was a major highlight and really kicked off a year where we were doing research and community workshops to assess what would be possible with an electoral strategy. How do we bring these issues before voters so that they can vote on them in the different counties around the region? And so that's the other highlight from last year, was doing that initial foundation and assessment, and you'll see the fruits of that when we talk more about what's coming up in 2016.
San Francisco is unique in so many ways. Do you think what happened in San Francisco is really leverageable to other parts of the Bay Area?
It is unique, and yet the issues are very consistent, particularly in the inner counties of the Bay Area. There is a lot of pain that is being experienced across the board. So many people are commuting into San Francisco. San Francisco employers are having a hard time finding people that can take jobs. It is in some ways the epicenter, but it is by no means the only place that pain is being felt. And so each county is different, but we are seeing very critical themes about concern for the loss of longtime community members, issues of gentrification and displacement, issues of the lowest income communities being unable to make ends meet, and the suburbanization of poverty as people are relocating to the periphery, away from job centers and away from services. These are the patterns that we're seeing, and there's a level of awareness and a level of willingness to act that we are seeing around the region. It's different. And San Francisco is organized as one city in one county, so it is different in the other counties where you have to mobilize multiple cities to act together with the county.
A big difference. So while overall the landscape is somewhat bleak, it does seem that there are some positive trends. What do you anticipate in 2016 and then further on down the road?
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit more about what happened this past year at the state level and what's coming up at the state level. But right now, maybe we can focus a little bit on where we're seeing our electoral strategy going forward. We are working to put ballot measures before voters in several counties in the region, and we're very actively pursuing what's possible. And Sharon will talk more specifically about what's happening in Alameda County, because that's really the farthest along in the process.
Thanks, Amy. Sharon, you are very new to NPH, and your role is brand new. So I suppose, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you, Judy.
Sure. And why is now the time to focus on campaigns for affordable housing?
You know, I'm not sure that now is different from other times, but it's where we are today. And this is how we're going to move forward. Many of us are frustrated with the way things are working in Washington and with Congressional's sequestration and some of the stalling, and certainly the levels of cuts and disinvestment we're seeing. In Sacramento, we're experiencing some real challenges around moving progressive investment policies and doing some hard work with Sacramento representatives and the governor to try to move investment into communities. And so at this point, communities are really taking it into their own hands and saying the crisis in affordability and housing is impacting our quality of life. It's impacting the way families live and the way communities come together. And it's impacting our economy. Amy mentioned that employers are having trouble finding people. I think when we're hearing from hospitals that they can't get doctors to take jobs in the Bay Area because of the cost of housing, we know that it's really impacting lots of people. And NPH for 40 years has focused on making sure that the most vulnerable members of our community, the people who really contribute to the robust diversity that we enjoy in the Bay Area, have a future here.
Sharon, what wisdom can you share from your work with other issues? I know you've been involved with labor and education and also your work in city government that can help affordable housing advocacy this year and as well into the future.
I really see affordable housing advocates coming together to lift up the voices of residents in particular. I happened to be at an assembly hearing this morning where mayors and tenants and people really struggling with the crisis of affordability every day stepped up to the microphone to say, this is my story. This is how the disinvestment in housing is hurting my family and my community. And I don't think there's anything more powerful than someone telling their own story and engaging others in a process of finding solutions. So I think affordable housing advocates have been working really hard to move the federal government, to move the state government, and to build these positive relationships in communities across the nine Bay Area counties and in 101 cities to say, you know, what's the path forward here that provides stable homes for our kids, that reduces commute times and greenhouse gases, and really contributes to a strong economic future and opportunity for all.
NPH is working with the East Bay Housing Organizations, or EBHO, around a November ballot initiative in Alameda County. Can you tell us about what that would be and what the process is for getting there?
This is my favorite thing to talk about these days. Now, we've got, you know, lots of activity, as I said earlier, in counties around the Bay Area, and certainly San Francisco's activities in 2015 really kicked off a lot of this conversation. But Alameda County supervisors have demonstrated phenomenal leadership in moving forward a really bold and robust vision around local investment in affordable homes. With some support from NPH, they stepped out to do some public opinion research, came back showing very strong support among likely voters for this November of a significant bond that would allow us to support rental housing programs for extremely low and very low income families to help first-time home buyers with some down payment assistance, hopefully near where they work. And then one of the things I think that Amy named and that we're really proud of is this innovation fund that would allow us to look at rapid response strategies for having investment ready to get in line in front of some of these cash buyers who are picking up SROs, who are picking up the multifamily properties. So we could really help to stabilize neighborhoods and avoid displacement. We're very excited about the Innovation Fund. We see it as an important counterpoint to some of the tested, tried, true, known solutions that affordable housing development delivers day in and day out.
There's been some interesting work done in Santa Clara County as well with the launch of SV at Home, the Silicon Valley local advocacy organization. Can you tell us more about what's being done in that county for affordable housing?
Yeah, you know, we have had our amazing sub-regional partners in the Bay Area for many years. Choo-Choo's been around since the 1970s. Choo-Choo is Council of Community Housing Organizations in San Francisco. EBHO, or East Bay Housing Organizations, has been around since the 80s. The Housing Leadership Council of San Mateo County has been around for many years. And we had a gap in the region where we did not have our sub-regional partner in Santa Clara County. And so I was fortunate to jump on board in a steering committee to begin planning the launch of a new organization. And that happened last summer, and we launched as Silicon Valley at Home, and I'm currently a board member, and it is none a moment too soon to have an anchor organization in that county being able to speak to the issues of affordable housing and its critical role in relationship to transportation and jobs and the economy. And that if Silicon Valley wants to continue to be an innovative region, it needs to be a region where people can live. And there's this disconnect with the number of, let's say you have a high-wage tech worker job that gets created. Well, there's 3 to 5 low-wage worker jobs that get created at the same time. And the community won't work unless you are also able to generate affordable homes. We need housing at all income levels, but we absolutely need to make sure that we're building homes where the market doesn't build for the lowest incomes and the highest needs and the working workers who are working the jobs, basic jobs in our communities, in our coffee shops and our restaurants and driving the buses and taking care of our elders. All of those different kinds of services that communities need, we need to be able to house people. So Silicon Valley at Home is doing some great work jumping into local planning processes, regional processes, talking about the connection between jobs and transportation and housing, the connection with using surplus land for affordable homes, looking at how to have impact fees towards funding affordable homes when there is development, because all people should benefit from growth and prosperity, not just the very few. And of course, there's this exploding problem of homelessness that is also being addressed by, you know, looking for innovative solutions. And at the end of the day, it is about generating resources for affordable homes. And so the Santa Clara County Board of Supervisors is actively pursuing research into what might be possible to put before voters, if not in 2016, maybe in future years, that how do we tap the wealth of the region to help make the community thrive. So that we are exploring with Silicon Valley at Home whether there are electoral strategies this year or in future years.
So I would think that a lot of what you learn in each of the regions is to some degree leverageable to other regions.
Absolutely. The lessons that we learned in the Prop A campaign in San Francisco, we are applying in Alameda County, and the lessons learned in the polling and the opinion research that we're doing in Alameda County is being applied to other parts of the region. We also did polling in Santa Clara County last year. And so this is a time when we are learning a lot, and the themes are dramatically similar through in the core five counties of the Bay Area.
The good news and the bad news, right?
Yes.
Everything is the same, but different in each area.
Right, right. Moving on to San Mateo County, where jobs have increased dramatically in this recovery, but housing, I'm afraid, has lagged severely behind. What work are you doing with the Housing Leadership Council of San Mateo County around affordable housing policy and funding?
Yeah, similar to how we're working with Silicon Valley at Home in Santa Clara County, we're pursuing electoral strategies, in particular the linkage between housing and transportation, because every single person in the county is experiencing the pressures around traffic and the pressures around escalating housing costs and displacement. We are also working with some of our coalition partners who are pursuing issues around rent stabilization, how to stop the lack of, how to address the fact that there are no protections for tenants in San Mateo County. And so we are seeing extreme versions of that problem with the latest story on the front page of the newspapers in the region was a 97-year-old woman in Burlingame who received an eviction notice. And the sad part of the story that she passed away is that issue was starting to be addressed. So we are seeing the extreme edge of what's happening when you have housing insecurity and you don't have tenant protections and you don't have resources to develop affordable homes. So we're looking at you know, as we are with our partners in all of the counties and all of the above strategy with impact fees and surplus lands and other kinds of inclusionary policies, we are also pushing to see what we can put before voters. So we're excited to see doing a push to see if there's anything that we can make happen in 2016. And if not, we'll look to 2018.
So NPH represents not only the five core counties, but the nine-county Bay Area. Can you mention any other work or progress of note that's happening in the other counties and regionally?
Yeah, and the four northern counties are more rural. There's a lot less growth that's happening, but there's an explosion of prosperity, and there's an intensification of the need for affordable homes in those counties as well. So we are working with our members in those counties to look for local solutions that work, as we are with the five core counties in the region. And we're also working with our regional agencies, the Association of Bay Area Governments and MTC, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, around the implementation of Plan Bay Area and SB 375, where you have to link your transportation planning with your land use and you're planning for housing development in the region and how to link those funding sources and planning sources together. So, for example, we recently took senior leadership from MTC on a tour of affordable homes. And so they could touch, taste, and feel what it's like, what affordable housing looks like, how it is a great neighbor in communities, how it is a great anchor in communities, and how when you link it with transit, it improves ridership because lower income people ride transit at higher rates. And so it just makes sense to address our transportation issues as well as our housing issues by taking land near transit hubs and dedicating that for affordable homes development.
Absolutely. Amy, NPH is also involved in advocacy and policy work at the state level. Could you share with our listeners three or four bills that are currently working their way through the California legislature?
Yeah, and we had a couple of big losses last year where there were bills that were to increase the value of tax credits and as well as to expand the state tax credits that were vetoed by the governor. And that loss last year, that the near unanimous support in both houses that went through where it stopped at the governor's desk, reinforced why we're pushing for these regional solutions and these local solutions. We're not giving up on the state, and this year we are powered up even more to take the solutions that we presented last year and to make sure they move forward with the approval of the governor. So we are doing a major budget push to make sure that there are negotiations with how the budget is developed that comes forward with significant investment in affordable homes. On the Senate side, Senator De Leon is pushing forward for $2 billion for supportive housing, with affordable housing for people who are homeless and have mental health issues. And that would be bonding against the future stream of the Mental Health Services Act funding. And then on the Assembly side, Assembly members Chu and Thurmond are pushing for at least $1 billion in the budget for affordable homes investment. And that would come out of the surplus that we have at the state level. So that's happening. That's a major initiative, as well as legislatively. Our top priorities for NPH are to push forward a bill that makes it illegal to discriminate against tenants who have a Section 8 voucher, so that people are not excluded from communities based on their source of income. Another priority is to make sure that we pass legislation so that we can have inclusionary zoning policies that cover rental housing as well as homeownership housing, so that you can have local requirements that you have to build a certain percentage of affordable rental homes when you build market rate housing. Another priority is that local jurisdictions should be able to bond against future revenue streams of so-called boomerang funding, the funding that used to be redevelopment dollars, but is now coming back to communities, that they should, when they set it aside for affordable homes preservation and development, that they can bond against that stream to increase what they have. And then finally, we are bringing back again the legislation that was vetoed last year, because we think Brown will in fact sign it this year, and it's to increase the value of federal tax credits based on the way that they're structured. So it's a technical bill, but it will dramatically increase the value of one of the most important and largest funding sources of affordable housing in California.
That's great. Is that a standard thing to do, to bring back a bill that's been vetoed?
Oh, yes.
Sharon,
especially
you're giggling.
When the governor indicates that he vetoed it kind of by mistake because it doesn't have any fiscal impact on the state of California. And in his line of vetoing a series of tax credit bills, this got mixed in, even though this is about restructuring federal tax credits.
I see. Sharon, given that there's a presidential election coming up this November, I'm guessing you've noticed, what do you envision the impact will be on the various advocacy efforts that we've been talking about?
Well, I think we are definitely experiencing that old curse and living in interesting times. I don't think when this year started, anybody really expected the California primary on June 7th to be as much in play as it is. I think we're seeing a lot of voter interest. I think we're seeing a lot of young people. I think we're seeing a lot of people open up to the political process in a new way and look for new solutions and really call out a new level of accountability. I think that's very, very exciting. We know that presidential elections are a time when many voters really tune in and pay more attention and participate. We're excited to give them a reason close to home for being involved in politics and making their voices heard. So we'll be working with community allies and educational organizations and partners to help voters understand the impact on their neighborhoods and their future opportunity and their housing security of participating and maybe making their way all the way to the back of page 4 to find that local measure that may have a great deal of impact on them in the very near future. I think it's a very exciting year. I think it's a year of hope, opportunity, and audacity. That's been said before. But I do think that the focus on local action is just critically important. And the work that NPH is doing now, as Amy said, is really to power up and build some coalitions, develop our deep relationships, and focus on what we can win around the region, one community at a time.
I really appreciate your optimism and hope. And on behalf of all our listeners, I want to thank you so much for your insights. Let's direct people to your website should they want to learn more about any of these issues. What's the URL?
www.nonprofithousing.org.
So nonprofithousing.org. Excellent. That's Amy Fishman, Executive Director of NPH, and Sharon Cornu, NPH's Political Director. I'm Joanne Green. To listen to prior episodes of the Affordable Housing Podcast, please check us out on iTunes or at edenhousing.org.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.